When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the way.
We want it been.
Welcome to episode 191 of the Smugglers Galaxy podcast, your favorite Star Wars podcast for smugglers in the galaxy.
I feel bad. I can't match that energy today.
I got to bring it, dude. I've had a crap week.
And
yeah.
It's like morning radio energy.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm Glenn and Jason's over there and it's been a week at work and a week preparing for this thing we got going on, this little thing we've got next weekend that like 150 people are coming to.
135.
Well, that legally can get in, but I think we're going to end up having like 100. Ticketed event, ticketed people. I have a feeling we're going to have about 150 because we'll have people show up that don't have tickets, like wives and spouses and maybe people that'll be like, hey. So we'll see. Only 135 that we care about. How's that, Jason?
I don't have a contingency plan, so please don't show up.
Our contingency plan is you can't get in.
No, like seriously, we only have 135 seats, so where do the rest of the people go? Do you tell the volunteers or staff or even the participants, like, sorry, you can't, that number includes the volunteers, by the way, so I just want to clarify. Do we tell the people that are allowed to be there, oh, I'm sorry, you got to stand because that person over there who doesn't have a ticket is sitting there.
Right. Well, I think we just bow up and be like, hey.
Bye.
You can't be here.
You can't be here. You got to get out here. You shouldn't be wandering in these parts. Maybe I went too far west with that. That's not Cajun.
No, that's
you better
not
take your airboat down to the next bayou. You can't be here.
There you go.
Okay. I tried.
Oh, geez. No, no, man. It was real because we have a AV guy that's helping us out. And I thought we were renting everything, but no, apparently we bought everything. So I went by your house I thought we were just testing TVs because I'm like, oh, man, TVs, that's easy to do. And I show up at your house and half your garage is filled up with stuff. Did I lose you, Jason? Hold on. Jason's messing with his microphone.
I can hear you. You probably can hear me. It sounds
yes, I can hear you, but your microphone's messed up. So anyway, so try it again, Jason.
All right, I'm back.
All right, you're back. Awesome. So yeah, no, I go to Jason's house. I'm thinking all we're going to do is test like three TVs because I'm like, TVs. It's just, he was like, it's cheaper to rent them cheaper to buy them than to rent them. Plus you can use them later on. Then I show up at Jason's house and there's pipe and drape. There's microphones. There's monitors. You know, there's speakers, powered speakers. And I'm just like, man, we're going to have some hella good parties coming up here soon.
Yeah.
So then that kind of hit me. It's like, stuff's getting real, man. Stuff is getting real. Yeah. And then I've let you and Narayan kind of take the lead on the forward stuff because I'm good at the back end stuff, you know, like
the day of event.
Huh?
The front end. Yep.
The front end. So I'm good at like the day of or the weekend of, let's get stuff going. So, you know, and I figure I could do that better than what you guys are doing and you know your role type thing. So now it's like time for me to shine. when you know you've been kicking ass. Now it's time for me to start kicking ass. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's highway robbery, the pipe and drape thing. That's a racket, and it's like, do we even rent out our pipe and drape to people that we know? Because, I mean, we can make some money off of that, and it's also gonna help them, and it's gonna do more than just sit and collect dust until the next event we put on.
Right. Well, I don't know. We could, man. $50. Come rent it.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah. But there's a, yeah, we'll
and when you say AV guy, just clarify that we're just joking around. Most AV guys don't have an Emmy.
Oh, yes, he does have an Emmy.
No, we're joking around.
Yeah, we're joking around. So I call him AV guys, but I know he's an event producer better than, you know.
Most AV guys don't work with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll put it that way.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper now. I'll be back. Stay he does right
have
here.
He does have an impressive resume, and it's awesome that we got him to work with us. So I'm just so used to calling him AV guys if I meant it, you know, I don't mean it in disrespect. I'm just like, that's what, you know, back in high school, that's what we called everybody was AV guys.
Yes.
Yeah, so Spielberg, that's just me being old, Jason.
Spielberg's an AV guy.
Yeah.
Lucas is an AV guy.
Yep.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. Oh, we may check on off the bingo card.
Oh, there's a couple of things related to Lucas. One, there was another podcast, which will remain nameless, who had a set designer, art director, something like that, who was talking about some rumor that George Lucas was returning to a Star Wars TV show. But I didn't go into detail. I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard chatter from reputable sources that something was being filmed here in Georgia. But I can't go into details.
Uh-huh.
And I feel bad for repeating. But this is not a rumor. Yeah, so I don't know. I think they need to do something with Star Wars because it's a 40, almost 50-year-old property, and kids nowadays want the fresh and new. So do you make a 4-episode Star Wars live-action TV show on Disney Plus with George Lucas coming back to executive produce?
That would be awesome.
I mean, I think you did say like Star Wars was 80% of his vision.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he had a compromise due to budget and things like that. But, I mean, to have a fresh start to tell the story all over again, is that enough for him to come out of retirement?
Would it be a 4-episode, like, reboot type thing? Or
And to be completely clear, this is 100% speculation.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
You're right. I mean, would you want to see? Would you want to see, like, a 4-episode, like not really a reboot, but sort of like from a certain point of view type thing? Or
I said 4 episodes just now only because I don't want to see it stretched out and added filler,
right?
Because a lot of those Marvel Netflix shows suffered from that. So like an 8-episode Star Wars show might be too long. Mm-hmm. 6 hours might be too long, because when I look at Kenobi, you know, they stretched that out, and I felt like there's some stuff they probably could have cut, some storylines. And I really don't need to see Leia in the Senate before all of this happens. You know, like the movie starts when that Star Destroyer flies overhead, shooting the 10 of 4. Like, I don't want to see anything before that.
Mm-hmm.
We could see maybe some more of Luke and his friends, but even that was a 5-minute scene. That's not enough to justify another additional hour to the movie.
Right.
And I know they've got James Earl Jones. They signed his right. He signed away his right to use Darth Vader as like an AI synthesizer thing. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
They basically have all his stuff in a computer, and all they have to do is type it up.
Correct. And then they have the right to do that for the role of Darth Vader, nothing else.
Right. What about Mufasa?
No, they can't do that. But I really don't want to see anyone other than Harrison Ford playing Han Solo. That role is so iconic to me. It's so legendary. It's built into my DNA. Anybody else would be pale in comparison to Harrison Ford. Carrie Fisher was Princess Leia. Like, it's gonna be a tough sell for me. If that rumor's true,
I would not mind seeing him recast because there's been enough rumors that they can get him pretty close. You know, there's actors out there that, you know, you already have Adrian, what's his name?
Aiden
Albright or whatever that did Han Aaron Solo. Reich. And I think he did.
Aaron Reich.
Sorry.
No, I it took me a minute to get it. And when I got it, you're in the middle of talking.
I'm right. No, it's fine. I can give you crap. But anyway, you know, he did as good as he could do with Han Solo. And Donald Glover knocked Lando out the park. But, you know, I'm okay with them recasting because I don't like the AI stuff.
I definitely don't want that. No. I don't want AI running Star Wars. Jeez.
Well, not AI. Or the anti-aging or whatever. The de-aging.
Oh, I don't want that either. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want that either because it doesn't always look good. I was just watching Fallout and they did that with Kyle MacLachlan in the end.
Oh, yeah. That looked bad.
And it's rough. It's like sometimes they can nail it. There's things that are off. Like Robert Downey Jr. in which Avengers was that? Civil War, Captain America, Civil War. They did a brief moment where he looked like, you know, Robert Downey Jr. from Back to School. It was amazing.
Right.
Michael Douglas, I'm sorry. They did that in one of the Ant-Man movies. And it looked phenomenal, except when you get to his neck, like, he's older, so, like, the body physically changes. And you can tell it's not Michael Douglas from Wall Street. It's Michael Douglas now de-aged to look like Wall Street. So it doesn't always work well, and I don't want that for Star Wars because it's going to be such a sore thumb. It's going to be like, I can't get over the fact that they've de-aged Harrison Ford. It doesn't look good. They tried that with the last Indiana Jones movie, and I'm not sure it was 100% successful.
Yeah, no, I would rather see a recast versus a de-aging. So, and I also think it'd be cool to see it from another point of view because you can't reboot Star Wars, but you can definitely be like, here's the camera 10 feet off or something. But
yeah. And going on with that and down those lines, you know, George Lucas wanted every Star Wars movie to be different.
Mm-hmm.
There was a report this week on Screen Rant about George Lucas's thoughts and feelings about what happened. He thought that The Last Jedi was a great movie. He thought that Rogue One was an excellent Star Wars movie. And he felt like The Force Awakens was too much of a retread. And basically because he doesn't try to do the same thing over again, even though I guess technically Return of the Jedi is. Got some familiar plot points to, you know, A New Hope with the prequels. I mean, that's all original. It's not the rehash of the original trilogy. So if he does a new Star Wars TV show, like you're saying, will it be from a different point of view? Will it be from the Empire's point of view? Like, we're just trying to run this empire here, and we've got these pesky rebels trying to destroy things. And
that sounds amazing. Sorry,
I don't know.
That would be awesome to see it from that point of view.
See, and we could tell more of Anakin's story. Maybe
they told a lot of Anakin. Oh, maybe him turning into Darth Vader, or him as a kid.
Him as Darth Vader.
Okay. Yeah, that would be cool to see the struggles now that we know who he is.
I love the subtle character development in Empire Strikes Back where he's killing people left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And when he faces his son, he goes to that Star Destroyer bridge and, you know, see the Falcon disappear. And there's that one Imperial officer, I can't remember his name. He's just sitting there waiting for Darth Vader to choke him. And Darth Vader just walks away. Yeah. He doesn't choke him. And that's just great, subtle character development. Like, no, there is good in him. Mm-hmm. His son brought it out, and he's no longer on this killing rampage.
Right. I'll have to pay attention next time I watch Empire.
Yeah. He keeps promoting people because he keeps killing them.
Well, you
they
also
keep messing up for the smallest things.
You're also a writer, and you went to film school, a little bit of film school, right? So you look at things a little bit. You look at things a little bit differently than I do.
Right. Right.
Right.
Right. Did you pick anything up this week?
The only thing I picked up was I'm doing maintenance on my collection. I picked up like one of those risers from Amazon, the step in, figure risers to put my figures on. give it some more room. And
it was like a staircase.
Yeah. I did that. I was able to move up my Galactic Heroes prototypes, let them breathe. And then I took my took another one and put it on with my Micro Galaxy Squadron stuff. Kind of put TIE Fighters on it and stuff. So that way that you could see them better and maybe give me a little bit more room. I don't know if it worked very... I mean, it worked. It didn't work as far as giving me room, but it looks better. Because it took up just as much room as having them sitting there. But yeah, I'm in the process now. You know, you just go down there and I'm going to spend 5 minutes looking over my collection 2 hours later. You're still looking at it because we're having people come look at it.
Yeah. I wanted to get those steps for some of the Micro Galaxy blind box items, but I just running out of time. Got to focus. Can't waste time on the things like that.
You can find them on Amazon. They're not as good as Ian's stuff, but they make do. They're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll get some. But I did go to... Is that all you picked up?
Yeah, that's all I picked up.
I went on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday to Target to pick up some frames for Rogue Fun. And this
you
guy
found
was
the E-Wing.
I found the E-Wing. It's pretty spectacular. It kind of exceeds my expectations because the only reference I had of this was the Hasbro one, which is more childlike, I'll say. Like, you can tell it's been made for children. It's not to scale. It's got the Nerf gun blaster fire thing.
Does it have like a clear board
it does,
underneath?
It does. The real thing has that too, so you can see in your feet the planets beneath you, or even the short, because this is a drop ship. So if you're coming down and you're sitting at the top of the cockpit and you need to see how close the ground is, you can do that through
that
bottom class thing.
When Jazzwares wants to knock it out the park, they knock it out the park.
They do. It's got a sliding door similar to the LATs. It's tough for Zoom to pick this up, but it does slide open. And you can see inside there, there's a gun that swivels out. And I have Jyn Erso there right now because I don't have any of the Rogue One characters. Obviously, we can't do that because they can't do that because they don't have the rights to do anything other than vehicles with the figure. They can't do figures.
Oh.
But that does slide open. These wings, they're amazing. That's part of the reason why I like the U-Wing is because of those. The wings fold out and you can, it feels like it's going faster when it's tighter. When the wings are hugging the side of the ship rather than when they're expanded out. The other thing that I struggled with is the cockpit opens up. And when I got mine, this is probably just something I'm trying to, this is something that only I might have experienced. It's got the cockpit comes down to a point and then there's a hinge. And the hinge was stuck tightly to the side of the U-Wing. And I was afraid if I applied any pressure to it, the cockpit would break and fly out. So I had to get a dental pick, which my wife has because of some of the crafting stuff that she did, and open it up just a bit, just enough so I can fit that dental tool in and then push the hinge up. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, it's been fine. But that's something, you know, to be careful of if you get your U-Wing and you open it up, that there's a possibility that might happen.
What does that run?
This guy was what, $30?
Okay.
It's not bad. Oh, that's the other thing with this one hinge. Because it hinges out and then it slides back. And with this particular door, the one with the gun on it, it's probably just my vehicle. It's probably not a massive thing because it doesn't happen on the other side. The door doesn't slide back. It slides down to come open. But I need to get that dental pick to hold the hinge in place to slide the door through the hinge and then close it.
Oh, geez. I noticed that on the lats, that those hinges were kind of troublesome.
Yeah. I also, this week, forgot to cancel the B-Wing from Amazon. So I have a B-Wing that I can...
Oh, my God. No, Jason. No. What are you doing? Why are you opening your toys? Jason, no. Please don't. Ah, the horror.
The humanity. This is weird. When you get them.
It comes in like two pieces.
It's weird when it comes in pieces, my ship.
Well, I mean, they do that so they can make it fit in the packaging, but Jazzwares, I love them and I hate them at the same time because they're so smart with the ships. and they put so much thought into them like that. Hey, it's got to fit in the packaging. So we got to figure out a way for the ship to come apart to fit the packaging. And then, but yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. It's original trilogy goodness right here. I like this. The B-Wing, like I've said before, is a ship that I struggle with because I'm like, what's going on? This seems like a designer went a little too crazy on designs because I don't understand how it works. Like, mm-hmm. is this on its side, the attack position, or do you put the wings sideways so that it's a long body going up and down? I'm trying to show off it as I explain this.
Right.
And why not just make it a tighter X? Like, why is it this size? This is just one ship that I've like really struggled to understand the design of, but, and where's the B? It's a B wing. Is this the B? Like from the top to the middle to the bottom? Is that supposed to be the B?
Yeah. I think, well, also I struggle with them naming them like X and Y and B and A when,
well,
let me finish. They didn't have our alphabet. They had Erebus. So is Erebus still A, B, and C? And X?
Well, when the movie was released, they didn't have Erebus, so. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Oh, it's just me being a nerd.
I mean,
that's a cool ship. I may have to pick that one up.
But at least the A-Wing, the X-Wing, the Y-Wing, they all look like the letters. The U-Wing, obviously, looks like a U.
Right. Well, I mean, unless the B... You know, I think you're overthinking it because when you pull those wings out, it messes with everything. So if you look at it with the wings down and from the side, it does look like a B, but you have to turn it upside down. Like put the wings on top and the cockpit on the bottom.
And
like a lowercase B.
I don't know if I could physically fly a B wing because I'd be hitting things on the far side. There's just spatial issues with me.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing I can drive a car from not the middle of the vehicle. I drive, you know, obviously on the left-hand side, but if it was, and I'm not hitting anything on the right other than a curb occasionally, so I'm sure if I was flying a B-Wing, I'd be crashing into things at the base.
Right. That is my one complaint about Smuggler's Run. You're not flying the Millennium Falcon. You're flying a pod. You're flying the cockpit.
Right.
So the whole other side, you know, that you can, there's no perspective of there because what you should, when you should be hitting something, you're not.
The intent with the Falcon though, so if this is how the Falcon is kind of laid out, you know, you've got your pod on the right side and then the rest of the vehicles on the left, you would put your cargo in the middle where the two prongs are.
Right.
And you should be able to go up and down with it. And the cockpit was intended to rotate so it turns, so you're kind of looking straight ahead out at your cargo and the ship is beneath you,
okay,
which would make flying that thing easier than what it is now, which the cockpit obviously never rotated in any of the movies. They didn't use that thought. So
it's just a cool looking ship. It has nothing, it's not gonna fly worth a damn, but it is a badass looking ship.
Yeah, I like the original trilogy goodness. A-Wings, B-Wings. I just wish the A-Wing was the right model. The A-Wing they used is the, even for the Hera one, it's the Last Jedi version. It's not the Return of the Jedi.
Right, and the way they explained it is like, we got to save money somewhere.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're not going to fight. We can't retool it for every movie.
My preference would be to save money by turning the Return of the Jedi one into the Last Jedi one.
Is it a smaller? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, the front end is longer in the Last Jedi than it is in Return of the Jedi. It's kind of a shorter snout, if you will. So, I don't know.
Us nerds.
Yeah, finally, I was on a mission this week to try to find the Trumu Blue Milk that's been available. So Trumu is a brand that makes regular milk. They make chocolate milk. And for May 4th, they're releasing a very special edition blue milk. And it's been showing up in spotty places. It's supposed to be a Kroger. Well, when the original press release came out, it said it would be in Kroger's. But it's showing up at Target. So this week, I've been going to different Kroger's trying to find this milk. And on a whim yesterday, I was going like to Ackworth. I was like traveling far to get this milk. And I went to Woodstock, which is just a few minutes away, yesterday, and they had a whole bunch there. So I picked up a bunch. I brought it home. When I was at the checkout, the lady's like, what is with this? Why is everyone buying this today? And I'm like, it's blue milk from Star Wars.
Because we're nerds.
So, we're nerds.
So you went to the one on Town Lake?
The Woodstock one?
I guess. Yeah, that's in Wood. I don't know. I don't know what.
No, I didn't go to that Kroger.
Okay. I'm going to have to go there today because I got to buy stuff for the Kennesaw run next week.
Mm-hmm. But maybe, it's good milk. It's vanilla flavored.
Uh-huh.
It's blue. It's tasty. It's good.
Does it taste better than the crap at Galaxy's Edge?
Yeah, because that's more of like a Fruity Pebbles leftover milk. You know, if you have Fruity Pebbles and it soaks into your milk, it's like that kind of sweetness. It's much better. This is what Disney should have done. I know they can't do that because of lactose intolerance, but this is what they should have done at Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they could still do like lactose and non-lactose or something, but
maybe. Oh wait,
speaking of Disney, I was listening to Jim Hill, mm-hmm. and he finally explained why Disneyland, or it makes sense why you got different stuff at Tokyo Disney versus Disneyland versus Walt Disney World, as far as like popcorn buckets and stuff, and the characters.
What's that?
Because in Tokyo Disney, you have weekly visitors. So you have somebody who will go there like 2-3 times a month. Then at Disneyland, you have people that will go there 3-4 times a year. And then at Disney World, you have people that go there once every 3 to 5 years. So they have to gauge. So they have to have different things for people to come in. So they're for their audience, their target audience. So the people that, obviously the people that are there a couple of times a month, they're going to get the better stuff. And then the people that are there a few times a year, they're going to get the next tier. And then the people that are there once every 3 to 5 years are going to get the crap. Because that's how they gauge. Because they don't have to keep redoing it if you're only going to be there. They can redo it every 3 to 5 times a year. I mean, 3 to 5 years versus monthly or yearly. So when I heard that, I was like, that makes sense as to why Disney World gets crapped on versus Disneyland, or at least part of the reason.
I need to go back and check my other B-Wing that I have, because I wonder if this is misprinted, because you know, it's got the orange dot.
Yeah.
Well, I believe the orange dot should be here, but it's not. It's underneath where the landing gear is.
Huh.
Uh-oh. Which doesn't make sense because there's no orange dot here.
I would say that's probably misprinted, dude. Uh-oh. And you opened it, so you just
ruined it. I opened it. It's worth nothing.
Oh.
Just like my life now.
I also watched Rebel Moon, the second Rebel Moon.
I'm sorry for your time being wasted.
That's all right, because I took a good nap during the middle of it.
Okay.
Better? No, it's after hearing everybody give it so much crap that I think I'm looking at it through a different set of eyes, or I'm like, you know, there again, it's a free movie and I've got a couple of hours to kill, so I'll watch it. But it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. There was probably I took a nap. There was probably a 30-minute montage of them harvesting grain.
Yeah.
And I was struggling to stay. It was like a Sunday afternoon. You had a long weekend. And I literally like fell asleep during some of it. And then I woke up to the main character cutting her hair. And I'm like, that's so freaking overdone. It's time for a change. Let me cut my hair with a knife.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a lot more laser swords in this one.
I heard like the bad guy ship runs on coal.
Yeah.
Like they're shoveling coal. Like it's very is a steamboat. Like
they try to make it steampunk, but they don't go far enough. It's like Nazi steampunk.
It's weird.
It is. It's a very weird
time.
I wish they would. They could have done so much more with it. Maybe if he would have taken more time with it. But then I think it would have been, I know our buddy Ted is like, you think Star Wars was bad? You thought you didn't think Star Wars could get worse? Watch Rebel Moon.
A lot worse.
Huh?
It could have gotten a lot worse.
It could have gotten a lot worse. But I mean, maybe if you would have flushed it out more, it could have been better.
Or just flushed it. We wouldn't have to watch it.
But yeah, it is just it. I don't know, man. I mean, if you want to, if you got 2 hours to kill, I think it's worth it. But it is just, it's so just off. Like you were saying, it's like, is it steampunk or is it Nazis? Is it old men, you know, harvesting grain? It's like such a weird mix of technology and then like old world crap. It's like, what are you trying to do here? Are you trying, like, the good guys, are they just old, you know, old technology where they're harvesting grain by hand? And then you got homeboy that has a cold powered ship. And then you got laser swords. And then you got robot. And then, like, at the end, the robot, they had a robot show up. And I'm like, where did all this robot come from? And then I remembered from the first movie, there was a robot that disappeared. And he, like, saves the day. And it's like, dude, why are you? And it was just, it's like the cavalry comes in. And I'm like, you're sitting there watching everybody get killed. And then when you, then you decide you've seen enough people get killed and then you're going to come get into the battle instead of fighting from the middle, you know, at the beginning. And I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just tired of movies that do that. You know, like everybody, all of a sudden it's almost one and then the cavalry shows up. Yay.
Yeah. I saw someone post that he was thinking about releasing like a 6-hour movie, a 6-hour version of Sucker Punch. To which someone commented, why don't you just work on making one good movie instead of having to revise and re-release?
Right.
Zack Snyder's hit or miss.
Yeah. I mean, it was okay. But then like at the end, they're like the ladies, the main characters, like, who's with me to fight? And then like, everybody's like, yes, we're with you. And then she looks at the camera and she's like, to fight or something. And then it fades to black and you're like, they set it up for a third movie, but
no, we're done.
Yeah. It's like,
we're done.
The sad part is I'm still going to watch the third movie because it'll happen. It'll have 2 or 3 hours to kill. So I'll watch it and be like, why the hell did I watch this?
They haven't filmed it. Netflix, sit down, calm yourself. Give your money to Jerry Seinfeld so he can make more Pop-Tart movies. Let's see the Pop-Tart cinematic universe. Let's not go to the Zack Snyder cinematic universe. Let's tell the story of Applejacks next.
Oh, he wants to make a cereal movie?
Have you not seen the trailer for that?
No.
No, he's got a movie coming out this week on May 3rd about Pop-Tarts, the creation of Pop-Tarts.
Oh, so like a documentary.
No, it's a movie. It looks like it's pretty funny.
Okay.
It's a Netflix movie.
Well, they also did one for Flaming Hot Cheetos that I've been meaning to watch. I don't know if it was Netflix or Prime. But I've been meaning to watch that. And what I hate is when you see a movie and you're like, oh, I need to watch it. And you never get around to it. And then by the time you think about it, like I am now, 6 months later, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
There was some new releases this week from Hasbro.
Yeah.
They released the Cal Kestis in Imperial uniform. Which appears for, it's TVC, it appears for like 2 minutes at the end of the game. So they're like, we've got the new body, make that figure.
Right. All we got to do is pop the head on another figure.
Yeah, I'm tired of Cal Kestis. It's like, let's, I know there's not much other games going on right now, but let's focus on some other characters other than Cal. And then the other team.
Were you going to talk about the Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Talk about it. Do it.
The Mandalorian Judge, another TVC figure. Obviously, it's the reuse of the Mandalorian body with vibrant colors, which, I don't know. It seems like he was pieced together. It's not like a uniformed look. The different parts on his body are like orange and red and teal and kind of seems disjointed. But
I like that about Mandalorians. There's Mandalorians that do that, their armor, because in Mandalorian lore, you would normally like take a piece of armor is handed down through generations and people incorporate that into their armor. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he could have taken different bits and pieces from his different generations. So I dig it.
And then the final piece of news that I have this week, which if you don't want to hear about Jazzwares, go ahead and fast forward about 10 minutes.
He's going to get me going.
So Jazzwares Vault, they've been releasing exclusive content. Last month, they released the AT-AT with two speeders and a bunch of minifigures for $100. It was limited to 3,000, which is, again, less than a Chase, which is 15,000.
Yeah.
But more, less than a rare, too, because that's 5,000. Or maybe it's vice versa. Anyways, they also released the Series 3 blind pack, which is still available right now. So if you went to Jazzwares Vault, that was limited to 1,500. Oh, that's still available. This past week, they released the Series 3 light armor class box set, which included Obi-Wan, Anakin's Jedi Starfighter, a TIE Fighter, Plo Koon, and Aayla Secura, which those last two are the chases and rares. It was limited to 1,500 in this box set. Beforehand, Jazzwares did announce that there's some updated deco on it. So during like Series 4, they were able to redo the way they do some of the details on the minifigures, because like they couldn't do the Mandalorian's visor at one point, but now they can because they improved their process. Same thing with the dome on droids. They couldn't do the little details on that until they updated their process. So sometime between the initial release of Series 3 and to this box set, they were able to do that. So the droids have updated deco. I say that because now, you know, it's limited to 5,000, but, you know, I've got this even limited edition of 1,500 with improved deco, which makes it even more attractive to people.
Right.
So that went live on Wednesday, 5 minutes before this thing goes live. eBay sellers were already listing the project as a resale at inflated prices.
Right.
Which had people scratching their head. How is that possible? I know that Jazzwares used AI to develop Vault. So are other hackers able to somehow, or bots able to look at that code and find ways to get around that because of some sort of intuitive thinking or process reasoning? To see that they developed this website this way, so we can go through a back end this way. I don't know. I kept refreshing the page. I obviously wanted this because they don't have those two chases and the rare and the chase. I kept refreshing the page. First at 7 minutes, I had to go. Like I said, I was going to Target. This is the day that I got the U-Wing. I was going to Target. I left early, but I didn't want to be in the middle of my drive when this thing went live. Because there's no guarantee if it's going to sell out right away or if it's going to be more like the box set chase, blind box set, which is still available today. So I kept refreshing my page, first at 7 minutes, then at 4, just because I was sitting in my car killing time, you know, ready to go to Target. And then I refreshed it at 2 minutes and it was live. The countdown still said like 2 minutes and 30 seconds, but I could add it to my cart.
Wow.
I was frustrated because I added it to my cart. I signed in, I had my own account, so like the address was already typed in. I didn't need to type in my address. But when I went to go check out, it said it couldn't ship to my address. It was some sort of glitch that several people experienced. So I quickly hit edit and save, and all of a sudden my address was working. So I entered a discount code, which gave me 15% out. I percent off. I checked out, and then I went to Target. I got to a stoplight and I decided to message you real quick to say, hey, I got the Jazzwares item. That was about 6 minutes later. And I checked my phone. I checked Facebook real quick. And the items had sold out. It looked like it sold out in less than 4 minutes. And it left a lot of people frustrated because, A, how is it that some sellers, resellers already had the item listed on eBay? You can't do that. That's false advertising. Jazzwares is allowing people to buy three, which is a mistake, especially for some a rare item like this. Had I known it would have been an issue, I would have ordered at least two to get someone else the opportunity to buy one at the regular price plus shipping. If everybody bought three, only 500 people would be able to buy one, which seems like that's a big problem. Additionally, if these, like I was saying, if these 1,500 have improved paint applications, it promotes scalping. It makes it even more rarer than the other 3,500. There was a report that Jazzwares was throttling inventory, which just made things easier, apparently, for the bots to be able to pick things off. They just keep hitting the site, and they're able to grab it real quick, which is just extremely frustrating. people were refreshing for 30 minutes because they had hope that, you know, Jazzwares would release some more inventory, and they end up just wasting their time. I heard a couple people's comments, and again, this could be confirmation bias, but you know, take it as it is, saying this is what the company does. They are a pro scalping company. They're fine with it. I don't know if this helps them bring attention to their product, or if they like to see that their product is has an increased inflated value on the secondary market. I don't know. It seems like a folly to me. It doesn't seem like a good idea because you're just creating frustration. There was a number of people who posted afterwards that I'm done with this line. It's enough. And then finally, there's 2 hours later, there was people who were getting emails from Jazzware saying, hey, you've got items in your cart. So then they would go click on that to check out, and it would say, oh, there's nothing in your cart. So it's almost like adding insult to injury. You know, haha, you didn't get this, but hey, look, it's still in your cart. Haha, you can't get it anymore. I feel like a lot of people felt like they're being played a fool. And then the aftermath, you know, there's people complaining on Facebook sites. Then there was people complaining about people complaining on Facebook sites. The funniest meme I saw was one individual posted a South Park meme of, you know, tell me on this bear where they hurt you. It was, yes. tell me where, it was for both people. Tell me where on this bear that Jazzwares hurt you. Tell me where on this bear that the people complaining about Jazzwares hurt you. It's just like, people are frustrated. That's okay.
Right.
They enjoy this product. They love the ships. They want to collect them all. They can't collect them all. It's leading to frustration and tension unnecessarily. So it's okay to vent. But it's also, people are just tired of seeing people complain, which I get. You know, it's everywhere. People are complaining about everything. We're complaining right now. You know, people are just tired of it.
No, I understand. I understand the frustration, but that happens with every limited edition that's been put out. My wife has been trying to get this Barbie. The Barbie does a Day of the Dead. They do like two regular editions, and then they do like a special edition that's for the Barbie Club. So you got to buy, number one, you have to pay $10 to be in the Barbie Club. And then the same thing happens where it sells out in 30 seconds. You know, it's in your cart and you're trying to ring up. And by the time you ring up, it's sold out. So I don't know if, number one, the bot thing, there are people backdooring. Yeah, I've done that. I don't know how to do it, but I know people who know how to do it. So I've backdoored a couple of things, and you get it.
That's what he said.
Hey!
She said.
But I know they're tightening up on that, so it's getting harder to do that. Anyway, long story short, I'm going to repeat myself. It's frustrating when that happens because it's happened to me several times where you're trying to get an ultra limited edition thing. Now, granted, this Jazzwares, you said there was no bot protection, right?
Right. That's the other thing. I'm sorry. There's no CAPTCHA. So, you know, there's no way at the end to double check. Is this really a person? Is this a bot? You could just send all the bots. I still need to find a bot. Anybody a bot out there? Can I hire a bot? I need a bot.
I don't think it's that hard to find a bot, but as long as, yeah. So, I mean,
is that what the dark web is for?
Yeah, probably. And how do you
go on the dark web and say, hey, do you have a bot?
I need to buy some toys, please.
They'd look at you and be like, nah, this is drugs.
remind me, I need to put a pin. Hold on. Let me write this down.
Put a pin on drugs?
No, I've got something. But I wrote it down so I'll remember. I'll go back to it when I'm done with my rant. And then I got to remember where my rant was going. But anyway, yeah, no, it happens a lot. I've had it happen with a lot of my products. And I don't know, I've had it happen one time where you were trying to get something that was ultra limited edition, but it was also a mom and pop shop. And they went through like personally and kicked out a lot of the bots. So then they went back and put more product up. So you're able to get it on the second go round. I know Jazzwares is too big of a company to do that, but if they're, you know, maybe they can, I don't know. And them selling three each was ridiculous because then you can buy three and sell two and make your money back. And I want to comment on the eBay thing and then I'll be done. That happens all the time with the crap on eBay. You'll see people posting stuff. They're speculators.
Yeah.
So they're planning on getting the item and then they'll throw it up on eBay because it'll happen days before and they don't even have the item in their hand.
What happens if they delete the item or someone buys it?
You just cancel the sale. You just can't. I don't know that if there's any repercussions for those people just canceling the sale. I you know, eBay should tighten up on that stuff, but I don't think they will.
At the very least, I mean, if they're not willing to produce more than 3,500 or 5,000 of the item, at the very least, they need to make it so it's just one per person.
Right.
At the very least, that's the thing to do. Like, you can ease a lot of frustrations to give people more opportunities to purchase the item if you just get rid of the minimum of three.
Right. Or maximum of three.
Maximum of three. Yes, thank you.
You're fine. Yeah, no, I totally agree on that. And also with the whole Jazzwares numbers thing, because Max said it on this show. He goes, yes, we're going to produce 5,000, but that don't mean we're going to produce 5,000. We may only produce 3,000. See how it does, and then produce the other 2,000. We may hold it. We may do like they do the vault.
Right. It's almost like it's a formula. Like, of the 100% of the items that we produce, 20% will be the chase and 30% will be the rare, whatever the case may be. But if they need to stop production because they only got a certain percentage of the order, that could leave, you know, the rest of the order unfinished. So they could produce only 3,000 chases, and then there's 2,000 chases that they've never produced, or whatever the case may be.
Right. It's just, I know they're tired of us griping and moaning, but I mean, I think that's part of being a podcast. And, you know, part of reporting the news, and it's very frustrating. And I feel bad for those people that wanted those products and wasn't able to get them. And it's also proves to me that people, this is something I've seen personally in Targets, it's an N1, right? The yellow one is just still called an N1. The Naboo Starfighter and the Naboo ship, underwater ship.
Bongo.
The Bongo. Those are sitting on the shelves. There's four each. I've been to Targets and they're, you know, you go a week apart and the same stock is still sitting on the shelf. So it proves to me that the people are only buying the rares and the chases of this line because everything else is sitting on the shelf.
Yeah.
But I've also seen Jazzwares do that with other lines. All their lines have blind boxes and have chases and have rares. So Jazzwares, you need to quit that crap.
Well, it's their business model. And a lot of people are complaining this is what they do. So it doesn't seem like they're going to be changing. We need to change a CEO before we get a change like that.
Right.
Change a strategy.
But like,
and they're a successful toy business.
Right. If they're successful and they're making money, who cares?
Exactly. If things are selling through, there's no reason for them to change.
Right.
As long as they keep producing the rares and chases, they're going to keep selling through. So, but we still have got that Gen X Starfighter at Walmart if you need it. Anyways, I think that's enough of the Asajj Ventress ship.
Oh.
Series one, still hanging out.
Yes.
That's enough of that. So, did you watch Bad Batch?
I did.
I thought if you haven't watched the Bad Batch, obviously fast forward a little bit, but I was a little frustrated with the episode until the end because I'm like, there's just too many threads. There's no way they can tie this up. And then when I saw that Zillow beast, I'm like, oh, Mount Tannis is about to be destroyed.
You think they're going to destroy that was a Zillow beast that they had
in there.
That's
a Zillow beast stuck in its trap. Omega is going to find a way to turn off the trap. The Zillow beast is going to suck up all the energy and grow to some mountain-sized monster that we've seen kind of earlier in the show. Wasn't there like some sort of mecha Zillow beast or something like that?
I don't remember.
It
might have been when the TV was too dark and I couldn't see what the hell was going on.
Yeah, so I have a feeling that Omega's going to free the Zillow beast. The Zillow beast is going to suck up all the energy inside of Mount Tannis and destroy the thing. Probably killing all the people inside. Omega and the Bad Batch are going to barely get away, and they'll probably live in that shore mountain. The what is it called? Like the grease place, the island.
Yeah.
and live there for the rest of her life.
But the Empire knows about that island.
Maybe they think she died too.
And then she'll become Captain Phasma.
No. Oh, man. Here it comes. She's going to become Rose Tico.
Yeah.
Everyone's
dye her hair
it.
And become Chinese or Asian, sorry.
She's going to become some character people. She's going to turn into Jar Jar Binks. We're just going to go way out there.
Misa used to be Omega.
Me used to be Omega.
I did like it. I thought one of the best lines were like when she's sitting there on the table and they see the bombardment, they feel the bombardment and everybody's like, what's going on? And she's like, they're coming.
Yeah.
Who's coming? My brother's found me.
My brother's found me. Good day, mate.
Good day. But yeah, and I also, everybody's like, how are they going to wrap all this stuff up so fast? I've seen them do it. Or you're like, there's a half an hour left. There's no way. Oh, there's 5 minutes left. And then it takes them 2 minutes to wrap it up. And you're just like, doggone it, Dave Filoni, you're awesome.
Yeah. And even the Zillow Beast episode, which felt like filler, we now see will play an important part at the end of the series. It's coming to focus.
Yeah. And then I thought, like you were talking about earlier with the filler episodes, I thought there was only, I was thinking with this season, but there's only maybe one or two filler episodes in this season, but they all play off each other.
Yeah. Like the Saj Ventress thing feels more like a filler episode now, looking back on it.
Yeah.
It was cool at the time, but what was the point? Why is she teaching Omega the Force? That didn't really go anywhere unless, you know,
Omega's
going to
contact with the Zillow Beast.
Possibly. Or the next series is just called The Tales of Omega or something like that. And it's just going to follow Omega becoming a Jedi.
One day she'll show up and be like, I'm Omega. Remember me?
I'm Omega. Hello, Mando. I'm Omega. Hey, you Grogu? I'm Omega. My brothers brought me here.
Wouldn't that be funny? I know. It'd be... If they found a way to incorporate Grogu into this episode, into this season, like you would see him for like 3 seconds or something stupid.
Yeah, I think it's too much.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot to cover in a next half hour episode.
Yeah.
And I don't know when we're going to get to watch that. When are we going to get to watch that, Jason?
I'll probably be able to watch it Wednesday morning.
Oh, you're off Wednesday?
I'm off Wednesday, starting Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh.
I got to go get something from Rich. I've got to finish cleaning the house. I mean, I'm a procrastinator, although I've done a lot. There's still a lot that I just don't like doing that I haven't done yet, like cleaning.
Yeah, I feel you.
I mean, with kids around the house and dogs, you know, like I could vacuum now, but then I need to vacuum again on Thursday.
Right. Well, I try to vacuum now because Thursday it'll be twice as bad. Or I've got a little dust mop that I'm like, we're going to have to start running like every day just because it's with dogs and hard vinyl floors. It's not a good mix because, you know, it's just a lot of dirt. But yeah, no, I'm off Friday. I got Friday off. It's just I've got too much other things planned. If I didn't have other trips planned, I would have taken maybe Thursday off too or Monday just to kind of relax.
I've got a Hemingway cigar waiting for me for Monday night, and I found some Buffalo Trace, which is tough to find, which is whiskey. So I'm going to have an old fashioned and a cigar and relax and turn off my
on
brain.
On Monday? You're not going to do it on Sunday night?
Well, Sunday, if we go see Star Wars, episode one, after everything, like...
Dude, that's just too much.
Well, at least with the movie, it's like you can just shut off your brain and enjoy
it's gonna
classic
be like, go ahead,
Lucas.
Go. Yeah, no, it'll be like when we saw Return of the Jedi where we fell asleep halfway through it because we just had so much going on that weekend.
That's fine. I'll be sleeping with friends. what was I gonna say? I don't remember now. That's my week.
That's your week. Don't forget Free Comic Book Day, May 4th. I don't think we realized how big May 4th was going to be when we did Rogue Fun, because it's like everywhere is stuff going on. So there's Free Comic Book Day and basically every comic book shop's trying to get Star Wars stuff going on. I know our buddy Hamer at Urban Pop has I think it's doing a sale We've got our buddy. There's another guy. I can't remember his
Matt
name.
Matt from Nerdio. What's he doing?
I'm sure he's doing a sale. He reached out to us. I've had three or four people reach out to us and be like, hey, could you get the club to come to our event? And I'm like, I'm sorry, we're booked. We have no room for anything this year. Yeah, Nerd U is probably doing, I don't know what they're doing, but I'm sure they're doing something. I know Galactic Quest in Buford and Lawrenceville is doing stuff because they contacted us. Urban Pop Comics in Ackworth has got something going on. I'd have to find the guy, but he's doing something. There's the North Forsyth Flea Market. Rodney over at North Forsyth Flea Market's doing something, doing a show. So, I mean, it's inundated with stuff to find on May 4th. So definitely, find something to do May the 4th, celebrate the holiday if, you can't make it to Rogue Fun, because there's a lot going on and it's going to be awesome. May the 4th just keeps getting better and better every year.
Won't be able to top this one, though.
Oh, yeah, we will. We got enough crap. We'll be fine. We'll top it.
No. Don't say that. I feel like you're signing us up for work. I don't want that. I need a couple of years off, even before I start considering a Rogue 2. Rogue 2. Rogue Funner? Rogue Harder?
Funner. We just keep calling it Rogue Fun and just keep going with it.
Rogue Fun 2028?
Yeah, something like that. Whenever Celebration isn't in the States anymore or nothing
Rogue
else.
Fun 3, The Search for 2? That would be funny. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. So we will not be on next week because of Rogue Fun. We will not have the energy or the time to record an episode. Right. So next week we will not have an episode. So don't freak out when Tuesday morning, to go to work on Tuesday morning and we're not there. It's okay. We're still around. We just are too damn tired.
It's okay. We're going to be okay.
Did you ever see that one movie where the guy's head exploded? In Scanners.
It's like that Twilight Zone where the guy took cut off tongues, he put in a jar, grew BB tongues. Anyways, we're going dark, so we appreciate your patience. It's the first time in like 3.5 years that we haven't had an episode on Tuesday. We've tried really hard to maintain the schedule, but there's just too much going on.
Right. I finally looked down on my notes and I wrote down, so I remember what I want to talk about. There was a freaking TikTok guy on a TikTok showing people, hey, this item, it wasn't Star Wars. It was something else, a Saw doll or something. But he was like, hey, this item is selling for $130 on eBay right now. Here's the UPC number and here's where you get it. And it's $30. And I'm like, you son of a beach.
Capitalism, baby.
It's
screw
just like,
everybody. It's about me. It's about making money. Not about community or collecting. It's about dollars.
Right. And he was just like, last week they were going for $130. Now they're going for $100. So it's a quick $75 for you. And I'm just like, wow, man. Thanks. Thanks for ruining toy collecting for everybody. Jackass. Oh, do you want to do dad jokes? We forgot to do dad jokes.
Sure, let's do dad jokes and then we can wrap it up and we'll all see right. You at Rogue Fun.
All right, so here we go. This is page 46 on Star Wars Dad Jokes by Kelly Cox. I feel like I gotta give her props every time.
No,
we do
keep
it.
Giving her props. It's her book.
All right, it's her book. So we're gonna do two of them from page 46. Remember, we spent the $15, so you don't have to. All of the Sith hide in the shadows. Shrouded in mystery. Unless you count Dooku. What do you call it when salt
guess
malt...
Hold on. Let's break that one down because I guess it works in terms of language, but it doesn't make sense because Dooku did hide in the shadows.
But he's a count, so you count. And you also count like 1, 2, 3, 4, Dooku.
Okay. I get it. It works as a homonym. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway,
I like to
see
girls of that caliber. By caliber, I mean both the size of their gun barrels and their striking personality.
Is that Mini-Me or?
That's Dr. Evil, yeah, from Austin Powers. I need to watch that. It's been years since I've watched Austin Powers. Yeah,
well, maybe on Monday when you're recuperating from maybe. Rogue One, you can watch
it. Yes.
So what do you call it when Maul's cybernetic legs stopped working? Stop working. I could see it working. You're right there.
I don't think I am. I think I'm pretty far. I was going to say it's like shopping mall. Like,
no, it's a mall function.
Malfunction.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. We spent the $15, so you don't have to.
What do you call it when someone steals your coffee?
I don't know what.
A mugging. Thank you for listening to the Smuggler's Galaxy podcast. If you could, please leave a like and a 5-star review of the show anywhere you listen to your podcast. If allowed, it really helps us out and points people to our show. Follow us on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Send us an email or message us. We love feedback. We'd love to make you part of our show. Our email address is smugglersgalaxy@gmail.com. Thank you to Alfonso Riviera for the Smuggler's Galaxy logo. Thank you to Levi Waterhouse for the music. People, click for the love of it. Hashtag vote with your wallet. Sabine will be on next week. Pass on what you've learned. Be a positive. Oh, I should say Sabine will be on next week, but we won't. Pass on what you've learned. Be a positive force in the collecting community. See you at Rogue Fun. This is the way.
This is the way. Rogue Fun. Here we come.